Wrangell may see a new senior and assisted living facility come to fruition this year. The 16-bedroom Old Sourdough Lodge, a 36-year-old bed and breakfast, is under new ownership and is being converted to a house to house Wrangell's seniors. KSDK's Aaron Bolton has more.
Shannon Bosdell and Daniel Blake purchased the Old Sourdough Lodge in late December. The new facility will be named Harbor House. Bosdell, who previously owned and managed assisted living facilities for 15 years, moved to Wrangell 4 years ago to retire, but started contemplating the idea of starting the operation after he saw the need.
When I saw there was such a need, there wasn't something like this here, or not even the real assisted living outside of a hospital setting. So when I heard this place was for sale, came over here, and I was like, this is perfect. This is all one level, easy access to the rooms. I can do a great mix of the senior living through assisted living type care.
Harbor House is taking reservations now, and it's planned to open in April. The 15,000 square foot facility will offer 16 rooms, 5 for assisted living. Bosdell and Blake still need to go through the state licensing process, which is based on how many clients are served. A doctor's recommendation is needed for seniors that wish to receive assisted care. Bosdell added that hospice care will also be available to Harbor House's residents.
And that's what I want it to be, is their home. And kind of with this design, you know, they could be in this room for 15 years, you know, from time I'm perfectly happy, walkie-talkie, all the way through hospice, all within one room and not have to be moved around to different facilities.
There will also be a restaurant-style kitchen serving different meal options 3 times a day, 24-hour nursing and CNA staff, and a 2,000-square-foot recreation area.
Anything from exercise classes, movie nights, outings, you know, take trips out the road, take drives, and maybe considering doing fishing trips for them. I've done that with other homes. That's really was a big hit, and people really enjoyed that.
The Planning and Zoning Commission will consider a conditional use permit for the building's conversion next Thursday. The area is currently zoned as light industrial. Wrangell has been in need of senior and assisted living and is home to the second oldest population in the state. Wrangell's local tribe, Wrangell Cooperative Association, is also seeking to build a senior living facility. Currently, the Wrangell Medical Center offers 14 beds for long-term care. Medical Center CEO Robert Rang says the facility was full through 2016, and several former Wrangell residents who have gone elsewhere for care are on an informal waiting list. Wrangell also has one unassisted senior apartment complex and a volunteer non-medical hospice care group. The Sourdough Lodge was built in 1984. Previous owners Bruce and Darlene Harding took over the lodge from family in 1990. The lodge has been for sale over the past year. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.